Don't do a 5 a.m. cold plunge, and I never will. This is the routine I actually built. 20 minutes, 2 ancient traditions, and 1 AI conversation that adjusts it to whatever kind of morning I'm actually having. Every perfect morning routine video online has the same shape: wake at 5, cold plunge, 10 pages of a book, meditate, journal, and somehow it's still only 6:15. I tried variations of that for about 3 weeks total across my life, and it never once survived contact with an actual bad night's sleep. What finally stuck was smaller, older, and stranger. A blend of stoic attention and Ayurvedic rhythm, run through a quick AI check-in that adjusts based on how I'm actually doing that day, instead of pretending every morning is the same. Start with 2 minutes of someone else's words. Before I touch my phone for anything else, I read one short passage, usually Marcus Aurelius, sometimes something Ayurvedic about the qualities of the season. Not for information, just to put a different voice in my head before my own anxious one takes over for the day. Why this comes first. Whatever enters your attention in the first few minutes tends to set the tone. Doom scrolling first thing loads the day with other people's urgency. 2 minutes of something considered and old does the opposite. Then, the AI check-in. 5 minutes, not 20. This is the part that actually makes the routine adaptive instead of rigid. I open a chat and tell it honestly how I slept, what's on my plate, and what's weighing on me. Not a journaling essay. 3 sentences, tops. Morning check-in prompt. Good morning. Here's how I slept. Describe. Here's what's on my plate today. List it briefly. Here's what's weighing on me. Say it plainly. Based on this, give me one stoic principle to hold on to today and tell me the single most important thing to focus on given everything I just told you. Some mornings the answer is, today is a low-capacity day. Be gentle with your expectations. Other mornings it's, you have one real priority, everything else is noise, protect the morning for it. That variation is the entire point. A rigid routine can't do that, but a conversation can. Ayurveda's contribution: match the body, not just the mind. Stoicism is very good at the mental side of a morning and mostly silent on the body. Ayurveda fills that gap. The idea that how you eat and move in the morning should match your constitution and the season, not a generic wellness template. Body first prompt. Based on my Ayurvedic constitution, mention your dosha if you know it, or describe your body type and energy patterns, and the current season where I live, what should my first meal and first movement of the day actually look like? Keep it realistic for someone with. Describe your time constraints. 3 actions, no more. The last piece is ruthless prioritization, which I am genuinely bad at without help. Every morning has a version of itself where I try to do everything, and every one of those mornings ends worse than the ones where I picked 3 things and stopped. The prompt that keeps me honest. Based on everything I've told you today, give me exactly 3 actions, not 5, not 10, that matter most. Tell me what I should deliberately let go of today without guilt. That last part matters as much as the first. What this isn't. This isn't a productivity hack dressed up in old language, and it's not a substitute for sleep, food, or actual rest if you're running on empty. Some mornings, the most stoic thing you can do is admit you're depleted and lower the bar instead of pushing through it. AI is decent at helping you see that clearly. A hustle culture routine never will. 20 minutes, most days. That's really the whole thing. 2 minutes of old words, 5 minutes of honest check-in, a few minutes matching my body to the day, and a short list I actually stick to. It's not glamorous enough for a highlight reel, which might be exactly why it's the one routine I've kept.